This is Chapter 5 of the Collected Work, Permission to Return. Hurt Comfort. A Star Wars The Clone Wars Era Star Wars Legends fanfic, written by Nai and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is PG-13 and contains the pairing Alpha 17 Obi-Wan Kenobi, with additional tags for Alpha 17 is a Banff. Obi-Wan Kenobi needs a hug. Hurt Comfort. Obi-Wan's tragic childhood backstory. Tumblr fic. Summary. Kenobi has always been the best of the Jedi generals. Alpha 17 finds out why. Alpha 17 didn't think much of the Jedi, for all they'd been made for them. He'd had too much instruction directly from Jango Fett to think they'd be worthy of the army they were getting. It was why he was pleasantly surprised when General Kenobi ended up not being completely worthless. He'd understood war like it was an instinct for him, slotting into the army like a perfectly sized space had been planned the whole time. That gave Alpha 17 hope. Up until he started working with the other Jedi. Skywalker was one thing. He was a cadet, and Kenobi coddled him on top of that. But the other generals, the ones who were older than Kenobi, who had higher ranks than him in their order, were something else. Whenever he had to work with one of them, there were betting pools among the Vaudae of how long they'd last. It wasn't as if Alpha 17 was killing them himself. He just didn't feel the need to point out their mistakes to them. As long as it wasn't getting any of his family killed, he'd let them throw themselves into whatever fucked-up situation they'd completely misunderstood. Even though he was never to blame, eventually he just started being assigned to Kenobi all the time. It was what he wanted, and it was what Kenobi deserved. An ARC trooper at his side who would push him away from his useless Jedi morality and help him become even better than he was. The curiosity over why Kenobi was so much better was natural. Even the rest of the Vaudae whispered theories in their bunks at night. Some thought he might have come from some warrior race. When they found out he was fluent in Mandoa, some even wondered if he'd been Mandalorian all along, stolen or lost. Others thought there might be some secret sect of warrior Jedi among the Order, but Kenobi was the only one bold enough to reveal himself so early. Alpha 17 was no coward, but it still took him months to finally ask. From the look Kenobi gave him, he almost wished he hadn't. When I was a Padawan, my master and I were tasked with rescuing another Jedi who was being held hostage on a war-torn planet. Kenobi finally stated, long after Alpha 17 thought he might just ignore him. A local insurgent group who was trying to stop the fighting assisted us, and when we had our charge and were ready to go, I couldn't leave them there, seeing how they were being slaughtered by the armies. So, I stayed. Kenobi gave a wry smile, a look Alpha 17 had grown to know well. In those days, Jedi didn't fight in wars. We were peacekeepers, negotiators, not soldiers. I had to leave the Order to fight. I spent months there, living underground, traveling through the sewers, fighting. Eventually, we won. His face spasmed, some emotion too strong for his usual calm, trying to break through that mask, before settling. For a certain measure of winning, I ended up back in the Order, though I was ostracized for much of the rest of the year. In those days, Alpha 17 repeated, raising his eyebrows. Kenobi was in his mid-30s, but was talking about the whole situation like it had happened a long time ago. He took a deep breath, shrugging off his next words like they wouldn't be a punch to Alpha 17's gut. I was 13 at the time. 13. Natborn 13. Vaudet would be 6. Alpha 17 would expect them to be able to fight, to defend themselves in their home, but even he wouldn't deploy them to an active war zone without backup. Don't look at me like that. I was a Padawan. I'd grown up in the temple and knew how to fight. Most of the others were younger than me. The Jedi just left you there? He'd heard the stories from Jango about just how awful the Jedi were, but his impression so far was that they were inept, not this. It put a whole new perspective on the Padawan pack, on how desperate Kenobi seemed to keep those kids together with some semblance of supervision. Who knew what the Order would have done with them, what they would have gotten thrown into alone if he hadn't. I had left the Order. You were 13. I know how young that is in the Republic. He'd had to study all sorts of Republic laws during his training. Had chafed at many of them compared to what he'd learned of Mandalore. Fuck. Fuck! He got up, hands clenching and unclenching into fists at his sides, as things fell in place in his head. Kenobi's master had abandoned him in the worst way. No wonder he was so tender and forgiving of Skywalker. And whatever had happened to get the Jedi to take him back must have done a lot to keep him from questioning, from even looking like he was questioning their counsel. Alpha, there's no need to get worked up. Kenobi telegraphed his movement as he placed a hand on Alpha 17's arm, clearly knowing better than to take him by surprise, even though they'd never had a single interaction to warn him about it. This all happened long ago. Some of the people involved aren't even alive anymore. And I believe you've been praising the results as much as you can. And wasn't that a slap to the face? Knowing everything he'd liked about Kenobi, all the reasons he'd found himself unexpectedly wanting to be around a Jedi, came from something like that. It made Alpha 17 feel dirty, thinking about it. That shit making you a better general doesn't excuse it, Kenobi, he growled. There's a middle ground between being Criffin useless at war and being good at it because you were a child soldier. Kenobi tried to dismiss his words with a gesture, and Alpha 17... Alpha 17 wouldn't stand for it. He caught Kenobi's wrists, holding them as gently as he could without letting him easily break away. Sometimes, watching him fight, he forgot how fragile Kenobi was. But at the moment, he couldn't help but notice. He might be a touch taller, but Kenobi was more slender in build, and thinner still from an emphasis on lean muscle and a willingness to skip rations for the soldiers. He must have been a tiny thing as a child. Even more so after a few months of war. I know it's too late for us to do anything about it, but after this war is over, you need to do a lot of hard thinking about just how much the Jedi are willing to use you, sending a former child soldier to the front lines like this. His face collapsed. Alpha, you're all child soldiers. It's not the same thing, and you know that. We weren't just created for this, we were raised for it. And we're fully mature when we get out here. Our brains and bodies all the way developed. And we're not alone. Even as an ARC trooper, trained for solo missions, Alpha 17 was always with someone out here. Normally Kenobi. He'd have to make sure Kenobi was never sent out solo. And more than that,
that he wasn't ever sent out without a Vaunt. Because the way the Padawans are being flung around the war, he doubted the Jedi knew the first thing about battlefield trauma. The Vaudet did. We're trained in how to deal with it. Thinking about it now, Alpha 17 could see the little hints behind the Jedi facade where Kenobi's had shown through already. To think he'd given the Jedi the benefit of the doubt on something, and they'd turned out to be even worse than he'd thought they could be. It was my choice. Alpha 17 grimaced. He knew how Kenobi and Skywalker felt about the Vaudet, and they weren't exactly wrong. But he wasn't about to let that be used to excuse what happened either. You were 13. You shouldn't have been given that choice. You should have been dragged back to Coruscant and talked down. When Kenobi opened his mouth to protest, Alpha 17 played an unfair card of his own. Would you have left Skywalker there, in the same situation? The stricken look was all the vindication Alpha 17 needed. Kenobi didn't have to say anything, because they both knew he could barely stand apart with his 19-year-old Padawan when they were both on the same planet, with all the resources of the Republic war machine at their fingertips. Kenobi's shoulders slumped, his arms going lax. With a gentle pull on his arms, Alpha 17 brought him into a firm hug. He wished he wasn't in armor, that they were somewhere safe to do this. But he doubted they'd have many opportunities like that during the war. This was a secret he'd been entrusted with, but not one he could keep. He'd tell the other Alphas, fold this into their plans. Maybe tell it to the rest of the Vaudet that he knew could be trusted with it. Destroy their worldview, their hero worship of the Jedi, a little more. And keep them alive just a little bit longer. The end.